Now, the top Palestinian diplomat says his country has to be well prepared for a new round of, quote, nasty actions by Israel after Tel Aviv's latest violations at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Take a listen.
We know that Netanyahu is not going to accept defeat, and he will try again and again with different methods and different means to impose his own status quo over the Haram Sharif and Al-Quds. We have to be prepared for the next round, which could come very soon and could be very nasty.
Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki was speaking at a meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in Turkey. He made the comments amid intensifying tensions in the occupied territories. Tel Aviv imposed restrictive measures at the Al-Aqsa Mosque following a deadly attack there. However, Israel removed barriers, scaffoldings, high-tech cameras and metal detectors from the holy site following days of demonstrations and unrest across the occupied territories. The clashes have so far left several Palestinian protesters and Israeli troops dead. Joining us via Skype from Toronto is Eric Wahlberg. He's an author and a journalist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Wahlberg. Now, Riyad al-Maliki, they're warning that Netanyahu is not going to give up easily. Do you foresee that as well?
Yes, I think that's quite the standard Israeli strategy is to push a bit. And as the Palestinians well know, the lessons they learn are the only things Israel understands is force. So the Palestinians were able to unite at this moment, and there were some killings even that were a kind of revenge for the Palestinians that were killed in East Jerusalem. And it's all over this Jordanian guard, which Israel refuses to give up, who was involved in, who shot, killed two Jordanians. So I think you can see there's a kind of a snowball effect. They do something, it backfires, they push again. With the security cameras, that backfires. They're going to push again. I think that it's, and you've got to be prepared. It's wonderful to see the Palestinians are focused and not going to be cowed by this this kind of intimidation.
Right, but at the same time, Mr. Wahlberg, we are seeing this level of impunity on the part of Israel as well, where it continues to violate Palestinian rights and not face any consequences.
I know it's just outrageous. We live in an outrageous time when what's good is portrayed as bad and what's bad is revered as good. So all we can do is stand by our beliefs, and Muslims have a strong faith, and it's a very clear look at the reality through very truthful eyes. And I think that all we can do is just keep calm and keep courageous and not to be intimidated, because eventually more and more people, I meet this in my own research when I talk to even Jewish people here, that if you explain what's really going on, they are appalled. So I think it really just requires, we have a special role, people in the West that understand the truth here, to keep supporting the Palestinians in their struggle.
So you would say that the public opinion against Israel in the region and beyond is shifting in favor of the Palestinians?
Well, there's no kind of tidal wave. It's an incremental, and it's individuals, but it is something that's cumulative. And I see the day when, especially North American Jews who on the whole do not approve of Israel's actions, but they are afraid to speak up because then they'll be accused of betraying their tribal loyalties. So this is really hard to break that that ideology down, but it's happening. And I love the way Fatah and Hamas were separated and different, but they came together over this Al-Aqsa. And the head of Fatah, Abbas, he was so joyful when he said that, if I can just quote, he said, this is the beginning of the defeat of occupation over Jerusalem and Al-Aqsa. So there is a real feeling of solidarity, and I think that I'm optimistic. We have to struggle. It's not going to, Israel's not going to lie down and give up. We've got to keep pushing.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's author and journalist Eric Wahlberg joining us via Skype from Toronto. Mr. Wahlberg, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.